welcome to our podcast. It's called Cosplay and Cocktails.
This is Paige.
And I'm Jessie, as always.
As always. Nerds, we went to a con.
Yeah, and we're in the pub loft.
Hold the phone. I mean, that is a pretty big deal. We will get into the con that we went to shortly, but more importantly, this is maybe only the second or third time we've ever recorded together in here.
In the new pod loft.
In the new pod loft, yeah. She's bigger.
Yeah.
She's bigger. More room for activities.
Yeah. Life just got busier for both of us. It's harder for me to make it home where the pod loft is.
That is true. And we do a lot more cons now, which mean a lot more road trip episodes.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. It's good stuff. But the pod loft is always here for us to come back to, you know? So, we'll get into the con we went to. Jesse... Cocktail corner. First things first. Cocktail corner. What? You brought us a wine tonight.
Yeah, it's wine. It's red wine.
Red wine.
It's just red wine.
Winemaker's blend.
Winemaker's blend. I mean, doesn't...
2021. Rich and smooth.
A good year. It's... have you ever
from
seen
California.
That...
From California.
Have you ever seen that SNL? Second cheapest wine.
No.
Second cheapest wine. No, it was in my parents' house.
In your childhood bedroom or your collegehood?
My collegehood bedroom. And I was like, Mom, what's this? And she said, those are your Christmas presents. It's April.
It's spicy.
I wouldn't describe it as spicy.
Maybe because I drank that bad margarita
first. It's probably
first.
Mixed with the bag margarita, yeah. I would not describe it. I would describe it as red wine.
Okay. Jessie is drinking hers out of a chalice.
A dirty, sticky chalice
from her 30th birthday.
Yeah, with a mystery. Was that my 30th?
Your 30th birthday.
I'm going to be 40 soon.
Well, calm down. Not yet.
Any day now.
Any day. Anytime now. But it's a good little red wine, especially because you didn't have to buy it. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it was free.
$3.99.
Best price there is.
Hey, Jesse, feeling curious about anything?
Oh, always. I'm always curious.
Something's on my mind. That means question time. I'm gonna ask you a question.
So this is, as per the usual, foreshadowing for the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So at the con we went to, we did a panel on cosplay advice.
We did. That's a spoiler, but yeah.
I don't think it's a spoiler. it's a foreshadow. It's a get a little nugget to get you interested, a little appetizer.
Are you intrigued?
Listen. Yeah, a little appetizer to get you interested in the main course. That
you're just
going to
make us hungry if you keep talking about food. So.
No, I had a sandwich before I came. Anyway, so my question is, what do you think the best and the worst cosplay advice that you've ever gotten?
Mm. Like, actually, like, when you say worst, you mean, like, unusable?
Unusable for you. So, it doesn't have to be...
That's a good question. I do need a second.
Doesn't have to be the actual worst. Like, because there's some cosplay advice that I'm like, that doesn't work for me. I'm not, you know, I don't think that's realistic for me. But that doesn't mean it's bad advice, I guess, in general. Just best and worst for you.
Oh, gosh. I think the best would be something along the lines of, it's not necessarily, like, technical advice, but, like, don't compare yourself to other cosplayers and, you know, like...
Yeah, it doesn't have to be technical advice.
Just enjoy and, you know, enjoy it because you enjoy cosplaying. Don't make it about... You know, the likes on social media or the pictures you get taken, like, you know, enjoy it because you enjoy it. Pick your characters because you like them, not because you think they'll be popular, whatever. The worst advice, I don't feel like I've ever gotten, and it feels bad. It doesn't feel good to say
like,
worst advice because, you know, I feel like most advice is well.
Useful advice. That's what I'm saying. Like, again... Like, it doesn't even have to be something directed at you. Like, the things that I'm thinking of for my quote-unquote worst are things that we've heard at a panel, and I'm like, okay, but no.
I'm sure you're going to say something and be like, yes! But the thing that is coming to my mind, I think it's a good idea. I have just never done it. Like, I've just never taken it. And I've been okay so far. To me... The advice that I don't listen to, and it's worked out okay, is make a mock-up if you're doing a pattern.
Like a full mock-up? Yeah. Mm.
Like, I don't got time for that, if we're being honest. I like the process of, like, it's exciting to cut your fabric and, like...
Yeah, I think it depends also how expensive your fabric
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. I've had some pretty pricey fabric, but if I had, like, something that was, you know, over $50 a yard or, you know, something like that, I would absolutely probably do some kind of mock-up. But it would depend on what it was, you know, like...
You cut out my pattern pieces, then it's your fault.
Exactly. I don't know. That's a lot of extra time. And I've never done it. I get the point to it. I just have never used it.
Yeah.
What about you?
You want me to do best first and worst?
You do whatever.
I think the best advice that I can think of, and again, it's not really a technical thing, but it's like focus on your comfort.
Yep.
Like, you are not, ultimately, like, you know, there's a lot of buildup. There's a lot of work that goes into the costume. There's a lot of excitement. And you don't want to be disappointed about a costume that you've been so excited about and you've put so much work in because you're miserable wearing it. You don't want to put, you know, 3 months of work into something or even a week of work into something mm-hmm. and then it's too uncomfortable for you to wear. The whole time you're wearing it, you can't really walk around. Again, not always advice that we take. Right. Like, we both have made mistakes with that.
But we do always think about it.
But yeah, and I feel like I'm getting better at that. And that could be, like, again, like your physical comfort, like choosing comfortable shoes. Or it could be choosing something that you are, you know, I am the number one proponent of. Like, if something is screen accurate, but you're not comfortable wearing it, change it. Mm-hmm. Do a mashup or even just modify it a little bit because 9 times out of 10, unless it's someone else who's been obsessively researching the character, they're not going to mm-hmm. know. They're not going to know. Nobody's going to notice.
Right.
They're going to see you because I really think that when you're comfortable and confident in your costume, that's a lot of what makes people notice it. If people are like, not maybe, you know, like,
yeah,
but some of it, yeah. Like, and then you'll be like, you'll still be able to,
confidence goes a long way.
Right. Right. Like, and you know, you want to feel like if you feel good in it, then you're feeling good. That's the goal. So that's probably best is, you know, like, focus on your comfort and don't, like, stress. Again, this is something that we both do, too. Don't stress about, like, oh, well, I changed this, so it's not, you know, like, making a small change for your own comfort or to make the costume more feasible for you, probably no one's going to even notice that you made that change, even though you're obsessing over it.
Mm-hmm.
So if it makes it more financially doable or, like I said, makes you more comfortable, then focus on that. That's probably the best advice. Lots of worst advice for me. Don't try to hot glue everything. I don't know. I think that's the main,
you don't like to be told how to do
things. I don't like to be told how to do things. No. Like, even a tutorial, like, I guess...
She'll be like, well, you just watch me.
I guess it's more like, and this is just, again, for me personally.
Yeah.
Like, I might watch a tutorial and then be like, I think there's a better way for me to do that.
Right.
So, I guess, again, it's not bad advice. It's just, if there's something that I don't think is going to work for me or doesn't make sense to me,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm going to do it my own way. Like, just recently... I made the costume that I made for this past con that I'm going to wear probably to future cons this year, at least to one more con this year. I was like, okay, I'm going to make a skirt and a shirt and they're going to be connected by this belt. And you're like, it's just going to be a dress. Like, it's going to look like a dress. Why don't you just make it a dress? And I was like, no. It can't, just trust me. I have a vision in my head. And again, when I tried it on, I knew that I immediately knew you were going to say it just looks like
a dress. In my defense, you came into my room where I was changing. You said, now I know you're going to say that this just looks like, why didn't I just make this a dress? And I said,
yeah, Paige has just made a gesture. You can't see it, listener. So I guess, like, anytime, I guess the worst advice I've gotten is any advice that says this is the only correct way to do it or this is the best way to do it. I don't think there is one best way to do, like there's definitely ways, you know, like if I had infinite money and infinite time, there are ways that I could do things that would be, but it's about finding the best way for yourself.
Right.
So I guess any advice that said that is like an absolute, only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Right.
So any advice that says like, oh, you have to, you know, you have to use a serger. You can't just use a regular sewing machine, or you have to use this really expensive material or else it's not going to work right. Or, you know, there's something to be said there. Like, I just think it could be presented better sometimes to make it more accessible, more inclusive.
Right.
So it's not necessarily, again, that the advice is bad. It's just, and yeah, no, I don't like being told.
No, you don't.
Pretty much all advice is bad advice to me because I... No,
you tell her, you give her advice and she goes, oh, yeah.
I will say, because like that's,
hell.
Here's the thing, the prop, as long-time listeners probably know, or medium-time listeners probably know, my rose quartz sword is my favorite prop. It's my favorite piece of a cosplay that I think I've ever made. And that started off by me watching a tutorial and seeing someone else be like, this is the better way to do it. And I was like, I think I'm going to modify that for me. So, like, their advice was don't use... or even, like, my dad helping me with it. He was like... I asked my dad, like, how to attach the hilt to the blade. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it's going to be wobbly. Don't wave it around too much. And I was like, it's so... Well, I'm going to make it sturdy. And my dad was like, you're not going to be able to make it sturdy. It's so freaking sturdy.
So what I'm hearing is I think our best advice we can give... is don't be pigeonholed by other people's advice.
Yeah, yeah. The best advice, like, again, the best advice comes with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Like a margarita, the best margaritas and the best advice come with, I like that black volcanic salt.
So, let's get into the episode. We went to a con, in case you didn't know, in case you didn't already hear. And truly, before we really get into this, first, I mean, I have so many things to say. You've been to this con before. I had not. It is very local to where you live.
Which, I mean, we're going to say the name of
About as local as we get, con-wise. Yeah. It's still dry, but not crazy at all. Yeah. And it was such a fun, laid-back con weekend for us. We stayed at Jesse's. We didn't have to get a hotel. We went to the con part of the day on Saturday and did what we wanted to do. And then we went to the wineries and had lunch and just
beautiful,
like,
beautiful outside.
It was
time.
So nice out. We just vibed.
Watched Jesse, the whole first season of Bridgerton.
Jesse has now become a Bridgerton fan.
Bridgerton babe. Is there a name for the Bridger fans?
There is. Well, you've just given them two.
Bridgerton babe, Bridger
fans.
Cumber Bridges.
Well... something. Two shots of vodka. Yeah, that was exciting.
I almost poured it in that real nasty glass.
That was really exciting. So it was just a very low-key con, but we had the very best time. So Jesse, why don't you tell them about where we went?
So the con in most years is called Saluki Con.
Right. In Carbondale.
In Carbondale. Illinois. And, yeah, Illinois. It's... The local university puts it on, SIU, Southern Illinois University. So that's their mascot is the Saluki. So hence why it's Saluki Con. This year they called it Eclipse Con. Cause I think the first year that they did it was back in 2017 during the last time
that makes sense
that a total eclipse came through. Cause it was the weekend of, you probably know if you're here in the United States, at least that there was an eclipse of the sun. So it was the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
So they called it Eclipse Con, but it was also Saluki Con still. So it was kind of strange there, but yeah, it was, you know, it's the same convention.
Yeah.
I did go last year just because it's easily drivable within a day from where I am. Mm-hmm. So, but it's really, like Paige said, it was really nice to, I would say compared to last year, that they had grown even more. There was more vendors. There was more programming. It was a
really nice little vendor hall.
Yeah. There more vendors, more programming.
Cosplay contest was really good.
Cosplay contest was, I think, had, for the most part, like, not that it was bad. Again, no. I'm not saying it was bad last year by any means, but kind of similar to EvoCon, it's always nice to see growth and see, mm-hmm. like, attendee feedback taken into consideration. And, like, I think the best thing, I think that's part of the reason that draws us to Dragon Con so much. And I think it's the same with EvoCon and with Saluki / Eclipse Con, that you can really see that people are passionate mm-hmm. about putting on yeah. the best con that they can. Like, the track directors at Dragon Con, like, I think it comes across when, not that, you know, there's anything wrong with big corporate cons. We've never been to, like, SDCC or anything mm-hmm. to have comparison. But I think some of those can feel kind of cold and clinical. And so, like, smaller local cons are more a labor of love, because mm-hmm. it is an immense amount of work that goes into something like putting on even mm-hmm. a smaller local convention. Right. So, yeah, so that's kind of the con in general. We didn't do any panels on Saturday because there wasn't a ton of program. They had a last-minute guest.
A lot of gaming, I think, on Saturday.
Yeah, and there was a couple gaming things we thought about doing, but you're not really a gamer. And the one gaming thing that I was kind of interested in,
it was really late in the evening.
It was going to be like 5 hours. Yeah. Like, you had to do like a 5-hour commitment right. from like 4 to like 8.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like,
yeah, our Saturday just really, it was a lot of gaming and a lot of stuff that didn't line up with our schedules, which is why we ended up leaving early and doing wineries and yeah. stuff, which, like I said, truly,
we didn't even leave that early.
No, we didn't. We were there for several hours. Mm-hmm. We cosplayed. We checked out all the things. Like, it was such a nice balance.
And we cosplayed. We watched some LARP.
Mm-hmm. There was a great LARPing area.
Had the power of LARP inside.
A lot of cosplay. You were shocked at how much cosplay
there was. There was a lot more cosplay just walking around the mm-hmm. floor than last year. I'm trying to get my partner to get into LARP with me.
I know. You really wanted to LARP.
I really do want to LARP. I just feel like it would be a way for me to get out some of that aggression, that no one will sword fight with me. No one will lightsaber battle mm-hmm. with me. The LARP people will.
I should have.
I think maybe on the inside I am a LARPer.
I think you are.
I think I have the power of LARP.
It rubbed off
inside.
On you from childhood, all those.
the LARPer people. I just think it's, yeah, I like the idea of combat.
Yeah. But Saluki Con / Eclipse Con gave us the opportunity to do a panel on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It was our second panel that we've ever done.
Yeah.
So we did it on cosplay tips and tricks that we don't always follow.
Yeah, our cosplay advice that
yeah,
we've got
we don't always follow.
Hence the question.
Yep. So we, you know, once again, like we were talking about earlier, we fully know these are not necessarily bad ideas. They're just things that we don't always do. And yeah. some of them we even say a lot, like, you know, oh my gosh, we can't wear bad shoes next time or something, and then we don't. So that was kind of the whole point. It was kind of like, you know, we should be smarter too.
Yeah. Learn from our mistakes.
But we had a great panel. It was so.
Yeah. If anyone's listening that was there,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming and staying.
So there was a panel before us.
Yeah, they had a decent amount of cosplay programming on the Sunday, which I was so happy to see
mm-hmm.
because, you know, that's like what I like when there's varied programming, and there really did seem to, even though it was a small con, mm-hmm. there were celebrity panels, yep. there was gaming, there was cosplay programming. So, you know, it seems like, again, some of the bigger cons, this is not to disparage them at all, but sometimes they tend to be very celebrity focused. Yeah.
We've noticed that a lot this year.
Yeah, which is great. Like, yeah. you know,
their business, most of them.
Right, and we like yeah, celebrity panels, and a lot, they're very popular. That's not to disparage, like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But it makes it easier. Again, that's, we've talked about this before, but that's another reason I think that Dragon Con is so popular with so many people, because there's, it's just kind of someone for everyone. So the more varied programming that we can see, it just makes it easier to convince your friends to come with you.
Right.
Or to, you know, like, even the two of us, like, yeah, if there's, you know, you, there may be a celebrity or a show that you're obsessed with, I know nothing about, and then you drag me to the panel, and then I'm like, well, time to play solitaire on my phone. Or, yeah, or I'll take a little nap. But it's better when it's something that we're both interested in and we can...
Or that there's stuff for both of us, so, like, right, we each get to go to a panel.
And again, that's, I think that's how most people are. Mm-hmm. No two people are exactly alike, so the more varied. So I was pretty impressed. Yeah, and yeah, I was really impressed with their,
yeah,
the panel before us.
So BP Studios FX, so they just do a lot of...
they do commission prop building, distressing... They had a ton of their props that they had brought. They did a panel,
which was really nice.
Prop building. It was so cool. Yep.
Gave a lot of tips and tricks on really, distressing and stuff.
Yeah, and really, they even, one thing that I thought was so cool, this is the first time I've ever seen this at a panel. I don't know, I'm getting kind of emotional. I don't know why, but they do a lot of Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about their, like, original Ghostbusters characters. And... they're like a family, like a couple. Mm-hmm. And the woman had her suit there, like her mm-hmm. jumpsuit, and she had brought, it was...
What they use to break in ballet
a metal wire brush mm-hmm. that they use for ballet. And she was like, this is why I use her distressing. And she was like, and if you want to come up and, like, distress the bottom of my...
Distress
the bottom and, like, see how it works and, like, see, mm-hmm. like, you know, if you do this.
It was
this,
really neat.
That was, like, which I thought that's, like, such a cool thing to mm-hmm. do. Like, because then people could, it makes it more interactive. They answered a lot of questions. They came up and they like came for our panel. They talked to us, like, mm-hmm. it was really cool.
I mean, that's our favorite thing. As most of you know, is that the people that we meet or that mm-hmm. we get to interact with or listen to or whatever. And they were it was kind of intimidating following their panel.
Yeah.
And, but we had a full house and, like, just said, they stayed and we had great participation.
I was a little bit worried at first because we only had, like, one person in the room to begin with.
Yeah.
Other than my partner. My partner came, since it's so close to home for us, to, like, tape and take pictures for us. But, like, he doesn't count. So, but then once we started talking and people were like, oh, there is, I think people were kind of peeping in, and since we weren't talking, they didn't realize
we were doing a panel.
What was going on. They thought maybe it was just but once we started talking, we had a lot of people fill in. We had a lot of good interaction.
We did.
We had a lot of people ask for business cards. Like, again, it meant, seriously, if any of you are listening, it meant so much to us that you came out, that you asked questions, that you followed us on social media. Like, it was so cool meeting everyone. There was a person there in, like, really super dope Mandalorian armor, mm-hmm. That we talked to about, like, costuming groups, mm-hmm. like Star Wars costuming, because you were in your Padme. Mm-hmm. Really, really, like, I was more nervous this time than...
You were.
You nope. Like, again, like we said, one of us is always going to be nervous, I guess.
I feel like, but, I don't know, I feel like we're, you know, maybe eventually we won't.
I think it's because I wasn't, like, so nervous that I was, like, throwing up or anything.
I think your partner being there did not help.
I don't know. It was more like, yeah, I think I wasn't nervous, like, him being there, but it was more like if nobody showed up, then, like, we looked bad mm-hmm. in front of him, kind of. Like, I didn't want it to, because, like, you know.
You're proud of the podcast.
I'm proud of the podcast and, putting work into the podcast, you know, like, I don't want to say takes away from our relationship, but it's something that I have to take in. Like, same for you. Like, when we're recording the podcast, when we're going to cons, like, we're not spending time with our partners and families.
Right.
So, I didn't want him to think, like, oh, well, why is she... Like, she's going
why she's doing this.
Like, she acts like this podcast is, like, a thing and, like, nobody gives a shit. But, yeah, again, really great vendors. Really reasonably priced vendors. I bought one pink cup that has two different designs on it. So if it looks different.
If it looks like two cups, mind your business.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was overall, and for again, a small con, I think it's one that is growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've got a great base. So I'm really excited to see how it is.
Yeah, we had, I will say, Alex Zahara, our ooh, actor friend that we have now. Yeah, so one of the actors, Alex Zahara, stopped us and, like, talked to us and was just like,
who are you dressed
yeah,
as?
Like, yeah, like, what are these costumes? Super like, nice. They look good. Yeah, like, that was cool.
And then we,
like,
found out he was on one of our favorite childhood
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, so weird.
So we had to go home and watch his episode.
We had to go home and watch his episode of So Weird because he was on an episode of So Weird. So, like, that was really cool. The guests are always, like, the guests and the vendors are always really cool. There was the droid builders were there. The St. Louis area droid builders. I got to control the droid.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like the again, there was really was something for everybody there. Like the gaming, they had a ton of freebies. Yeah. Like if you played D&D, you got a free dice set.
Yeah.
And they had like prizes for the gaming. They had play to win, which is at the gaming conventions that I go to. Play to win is like my favorite thing. Like we've all won games play to win and it's such a cool like extra. And like, cause like gaming conventions, I know you don't like gaming, so you wouldn't like it, but like I miss going to, I haven't really been since like my gaming crew kind of disbanded, but gaming conventions were always nice for me. Cause like generally don't cosplay. They do fancy gaming. Which, like, so I would wear, like, an evening gown, and people would wear, like, suits and stuff sometimes, but...
Right.
You literally, we would just go and, like, eat this really good Hawaiian food truck and, like, vibe and play, like, learn new games and meet new people, and, you know, it was a relaxing con environment, like, being around your fellow nerds, but a more relaxing environment than, like, Dragon Con, so that's, like, kind of what this was.
We love con culture, I think, so much that it doesn't matter the size. As long as the general vibe, as long as the vibe is good, we are excited. And once again, for us, this is such a easy con for us to get to. And the vibe was great. And it's just, it's still just like getting started. So it's really exciting to think about where they're going to be in a couple of years.
Yeah, well, like I said, the eclipse, and I know it really helped, like, it's really good for, like, I cannot imagine, like, the university students get in for free. So hopefully we'll go back and
If you were, I mean, we are hoping that they invite us back next year to do another panel to help in any way. We are going to fully extend our services however
honestly,
we can.
Honestly, like, we'd
make a fool of ourselves.
We'd do whatever,
You need some jesters? We're here.
Yeah, pretty much, Like, we will be their hype man because I just think it's so cool for those young people as nerd that didn't really have those opportunities because... You know, when I was in college, cons were
and
at Chicago.
In this, like you said, like, like that. Like, in this, in that area, in the general vicinity.
Like, it's on campus. It's free to get into. So these college students can just walk over to, like, their student union, basically, and go to a con.
Yeah.
Which I think is so cool. Like, meet actors, like, famous actors, meet... You know, buy nerdy
connect
products.
Connect with other nerds.
Right, meet other nerds.
Yeah, like, it's just, it's a, if you are in the Southern Illinois region, definitely check it out next year. It is, she's small, but I think she's going good places.
Yeah, like, we had a great time.
We did. We really did.
Like, if nothing else, it's really affordable. Yeah. I think a weekend badge is $10-$15 bucks. For the full weekend, that's Friday night gaming, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. It's what, like, $15 won't get you into a movie these days. Like, so if you think about a full weekend.
There was food on site. Like food options on site.
Yeah, because it's in their student union, yeah. So plenty of food options.
Their bathrooms, they do have like some bigger stalls where you can change.
Yeah, like with a curtain. Mm-hmm.
For cosplay purposes. Yeah,
if you, affordable hotels around, because mm-hmm. again, it is a smaller area. Yeah. I mean, stay with me, listener.
Whoa. That's my room.
That's true. Sleep with Paige in the in our guest room.
No,
but
it's...
Yeah, like, we've said it before, but, like, quote-unquote small cons, people, I think, sometimes disregard them, but it seems like that's kind of changing.
Yeah.
Like, there were big-name cosplayers mm-hmm. at EVIL this year.
Yeah.
And...
Well, I mean, I'm not going to call
out. We saw costumes at SalukiCon that were every bit as good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we brought our A-game. Like, we didn't wear, like...
Yeah, we'll get into that. What I was going to say is I'm not going to call anybody out specifically, con or cosplayer-wise, but there was a con that we were going to go to earlier this year, and we knew that there was a cosplayer that was supposed to be there that we know. And so they had a friend of the podcast, and we looked at their schedule, and there was no cosplay content at all. And
There's a contest.
Oh, there was a contest. No, like, no panels.
No workshops.
And honestly, just not a lot of panels.
A lot of the celebrity panels were separate ticketed events. Right.
And honestly, just not very many panels at all. Like, maybe 2 an hour. It was
not very many included. There was a lot of separated ticketed content.
And so I reached out to said cosplayer, friend of the podcast, and said, hey, I saw you're going to this con. Have they not finished the schedule? Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
and they said,
we were like,
yeah, because we were like, what are we going to do if we go to this? And they said, I am helping with the contest, and I offered to do a panel, but they've never taken me up on it.
They said no thanks.
They had no cosplay content other than the contest. So,
and
I think that's maybe why some of those bigger cosplayers are going to do focus on cosplay more, because cosplayers want cosplay content.
Yeah.
Whether to promote themselves, to meet people,
to learn new things. Like, again, how that EVIL panel, the wig styling panel,
with
and
Cowboy
you're like,
Crunchies.
So we've been cosplaying together 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we're still learning.
And
things.
I have their wig book. Yeah. I have Cosplay Crunchy's wig book right here. And it didn't connect with me until I was seeing her do it and hearing her say the words. And I'm like,
you should have taken your book to have him sign it.
I'm an idiot.
Then we could have had autographed copies. You could have. I don't. I only read about World War II because I'm an old man.
Jesse, let's talk about our cosplays really quickly.
I was thinking there was something else about the con I wanted to say. So I was just saying, like, don't discount. If you have a small local con, don't discount it, because we have every bit as much fun. And sometimes, like, again, more fun because
feels more authentic.
The part that we like, again, you can feel like it makes me emotional, because you can feel like,
please don't cry.
Because they aren't, you know, they aren't making, like, big, crazy amounts of money. Not that there's anything wrong with making a profit. Like, again, the cons have to make a profit to keep going.
I thought you were going to say, once again, somebody pay us, please.
I mean, that would be nice. if you have money and you'd like to pay us, throw a dollar. Dollar makes me holler.
You can't say that.
Why can't I? I just don't want to we always have a great time at the bigger cons. We love going to them as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to it's just, don't discount. Like, I think that SDCC and these big, huge New York,
you have kind of unrealistic expectations for a con.
It's very different. Like, I, again, have just as much fun, if not more fun, mm-hmm. at a smaller con where we can kind of breathe. Again, the fun part for us is showing off our work, meeting cool people, mm-hmm. spending time together, getting out of our everyday lives. And that is every bit as possible at a small con that it is at a large con. And it does seem like, at least this past year, maybe you might be better off finding good cosplay programming. Again, the cosplay programming, the contest, and the was every bit as good as what we've seen at a bigger con.
For sure.
So,
for sure. So let's get into our cosplays that we wore a little bit. I actually, both of mine that I did, they're old cosplays that I added something to or upgraded a little bit. Jesse is so confused.
I'm trying to remember what other costume you wore.
Well, that's fine. So,
nope, keep going.
So, on Saturday, I redid my Yennefer from the Witcher. I wore it to Comic Palooza, actually during our very first panel. And it was a cosplay that I had really, really wanted to do. And I was super excited because it was a lot of me just trying to map out her. It's got like a cage thing on the shoulders. And I was really pleased with myself. Itchy and scratchy as shit. Super uncomfortable. I lined all of those with satin ribbon to try to make it softer.
You should have made it out of seaweed like that guy I sent you.
I tried to line it to make it, and it was still scratchy. It was not. I think we decided what it was. So it's like a glitter ribbon that is on the cage, and then it also goes down the dress. And I thought it was the cage that was like itching me. I also completely lined the dress because I did not have time before Comic Palooza, and that was a lot because I didn't use a pattern for the dress the first time around, so I had to. It was fun. But it had the glitter on the actual bodice of the dress, and it was my arm, like the friction of the scratchy glitter fabric on my arm, like on my side. So, I mean, I just know from now on, we talked about different ways I could maybe remedy that, but I did.
I think finally figuring out that probably is the problem is going to help.
Yeah, me too. Whether I'll wear her again or not, or, you know, what her fate is, but was excited to wear her again because I really did enjoy her the first time around. And then on Sunday, I had really been wanting to rewear my Padme. She was another dream cosplay for me, my fireside gown. And I feel like maybe right after I wore it to Dragon Con that year, I was like, oh, I wish I would have done the feather shawl.
You talked about doing it. You went kind of back and forth and then decided against it. And you definitely have mentioned.
Yeah. So when I decided, this is when I'm going to do that. Whenever I decided I was going to do it, I decided, okay, that's how I'm going to kind of zhuzh it up and make it new. And so I did the feather shawl harder than I thought, just dealing with the feather trim. But it fairly easy to do. And I really was happy with how it turned out. So, so that was mine. I was happy with how both of them came out. We'll probably wear them both again, but once again, they were, ones that I was, you know, kind of knew I was going to wear eventually. Jesse, let's talk about yours.
So I, on Saturday, wore a new costume for me, which was it's kind of a weird mashup. I based it on, like, 17th and 18th century Mediterranean, so, like, Italian and Greek, Gale of Waterdeep. From Baldur's Gate. So, I knew I wanted, so that's the one I'm definitely going to wear again, this year. So you'll hear me talking about it again. I guess I'll wear the bracelets I made if I can figure out where they are. Cause I don't know why I didn't wear them.
Yeah. I didn't know you had them.
I do. I'm guessing maybe they got pulled down by the cats or something. Mm-hmm. They weren't expensive. I made them with leftover stuff, but, that was a new costume for me. I put a ton of work into it. I'm really happy with the way it came out. It was kind of random. So I did like 17th, 18th century Gale of Waterdeep from Baldur's Gate 3.
Your staff. Talk about your staff.
I'm so happy with the staff.
You love a prop.
I love a prop. So I think that's, I love the character.
You love a prop and I love the garment.
Yeah. You're more about the garment. I want the garment to look nice, right. But the part I enjoy making the most is the prop. Or props. So, I made a wizard staff. So thrilled with how it came out. I think it looks like the game with a few more, tried to give it a few more feminine touches. It really was not expensive at all to make. I think I did cut up an old belt, but I think it was about less than $20. Mm-hmm. To make the staff. So pretty pleased with that. I'm so proud of how much like wood it looks for being a PVC pipe.
You did a great job.
So I'm really proud of that. You should mention the last con we went to, Evil. We went to the Cosplay Hoarders Anonymous panel that Spinneret did. Mm-hmm. And I won for sharing. I got to come draw a prize. And the prize I drew was this really pretty red, like, satin fabric. And I used that for Gail. So we'll have to remember to tag her.
Yes.
Send her a picture that I used it. Probably this is the mashup that I thought the most about incorporating the character and like being somewhat historically accurate. And then I'm pretty sure nobody knew who I was. So that was a little bit of a bummer. Like I love the way
it's just
it looks.
Part of cosplaying.
I love the way it looks. I'm happy with it. I'm definitely going to wear it again. It's hard not to let that discourage you, but definitely going to wear it again.
Yeah.
Hopefully people know who I'm supposed to be.
And then you rewore your rose quartz.
Yeah, on Sunday I rewore rose quartz. I had originally intended to try to, because it was a con that was so close to home, and I knew we'd be like more relaxed, have more time. I had originally intended to try to get the cape that I made, or like overskirt thing.
Well, you just forgot, right?
No, we talked about it.
We did play with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we did. I just kind of decided, I don't want to mess with it.
She was popular as always.
Yeah, that again. That's my favorite costume by far. It's relatively comfortable. I get to carry my favorite prop, the wig. Mm-hmm. I think like pink hair. I reckon I'll have pink hair when I finally go completely gray.
Yeah.
So I wanted to wear for our panel. I wanted to wear something I put a lot of work into. Mm-hmm. And that's a good, rose quartz is a good kind of like combination for me of sewing, and I patterned the skirt, which is a very, very simple skirt. So when I say I patterned it, like,
calm down.
Yeah. Calm down. But, same thing for Gail. I didn't use a pattern for any of it. I still think it looks good. I did sew the sleeve on wrong like 4 times, but, so I knew. And I knew I wasn't going to have time between Evil and Saluki Con to get 2 new ones together. So, So if you see me at a future con wearing Gale, please come up and be oh my God, Gale. Say something about Gale. Say a Baldur's Gate 3 quote.
Holler at her.
I think there's going to be a shit ton of Baldur's Gate 3. I think I might try to do a photo shoot at Dragon Con this year. Because I'm sure there's going to be a Baldur's Gate 3 one.
So that was our experience at Eclipse/SalukiCon. We, once again, just a quick summary, had a freaking blast. I mean, it was a great con, and we highly suggest if you are in the area and looking for a con to go to, you check it out next year. I don't think they've announced dates yet, but we'll post.
And hopefully we'll be going, and hopefully we'll be paneling. So if you're in the area, come on down.
Come see us.
Come on down and draw yourself a Weeble.
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
No.
From middle school?
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you enjoyed it. If you want to follow along with us on the social medias, we are on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay and Cocktails Pod. We are also on the TikTok at Cosplay and Cocktails. You can follow along with us, watch our shenanigans, see what we're up to.
I may even be in some of them TikToks if we're at a con and I've had a couple drinks in.
You get, let me convince Jesse to be in a TikTok. Happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You can send us messages there, but the best place to message us is the email, because that's where Jesse hangs out.
Yeah, you can message me. You can message me answers. So I'm going to ask you a question. This episode's question, as a reminder, what's the best and worst cosplay advice that you have received? Again, for you, don't have to throw anyone under the bus if you don't want to, but I do love hot goss, so.
Who are we going to see at Comicpalooza? We are going to be at Comicpalooza.
Yeah.
The weekend of May 25th?
It's 26th, Memorial Day 27th? Weekend. Yeah. It's Memorial Day weekend.
And we are going to be doing a panel.
Yeah, we're
going to do a panel. We don't know day or time.
We don't know the day or time yet, but we will announce it as soon as
we know. She just repeats everything I say now.
Yep.
But the panel is going to be on cosplay mashups. Mm-hmm. And we're super excited about it. We love Comicpalooza. We've been before. We've done a panel before.
Honestly, is maybe the, like, I don't know. I've been like, super excited about our panels, but this, like, I really feel like this is kind of our niche.
I feel like maybe we're not as nervous.
I feel less nervous because I feel like I got more to say. Like
I feel like our first panel, like, so anxious about it that I made you, like, plan out, like, we almost had a script.
Yeah.
That we worked off of. And then this last panel, we were like, we're just going to wing it. But I think that we've now done it both ways, where we have a script and that we've kind of winged it, and we know it works both ways and that we can handle it. So
it really, I think, like, again, being, not winging it necessarily, but working on the fly with, like, a predetermined list.
Right. So we're super excited about that. We will update you as the more information comes to that. We are taking the moms to this con, so please send us all those good vibes, because we're going to need them. But we get to go see our friend Sheila and vibe with our Texas friends. Yeah. And
Texas friends.
What else can they send to the email, Jesse?
Cocktail recipes. That's mocktail recipes. Right. Interesting plants and mushrooms. Weird fish pics. Been a long time since I got fish pics. Somebody send me a weird fish pic. Anything that you, events we should go to. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to go to a con and a Ren Faire in the same weekend.
It's
so that's going to
be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. Hopefully we'll have a couple episodes there. So events we should go to, any kind of nerdy event, any kind of content or episode you'd like to see. Mm-hmm. We want to know.
Cosplays that you want to see us do.
Yeah. We always like,
we may not use them immediately, but we'll keep them in the vault.
Interesting mashups that we should do. Yeah.
You tell us.
Yeah. I think it's fun to try to rise to the challenge from the listeners.
We like a challenge. Yeah. But we appreciate you guys so much. And we just want you to know that.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, friend.
Yeah. Thanks, friend. Hey, Jesse, where can they send that stuff to?
If you'd like to send us any of the previous, or if you just want to touch base with something else, if you want to give us $5,
do you want to make her holla?
If you want to send us books, like,
we'll review your cosplay book,
fabric or Warbla.
Oh my God. You shut your mouth. We'd be so excited.
We will use it and we will give you credit.
I'd probably cry.
Scissors.
I'd probably cry.
Scissors. EVA foam.
I love scissors.
If you want to send us any kind of
send me some scissors. I'm getting ready to cut out Jesse's patterns.
Not freaking pinking shears, because I can't. I turned into that meme of the lady that looks like Julia Roberts with all the math. Mm-hmm. That was me when I saw your pattern pieces. Mm-hmm. So you can't do that to mine.
I won't do it. I know. She's rocking now, you guys.
I can't do it. I'm already sewing from a pattern. I'm already coming out of my comfort zone.
So send us regular scissors. I do have some, but I could use more.
Send us no damn pinking shears.
I mean, I take pinking shears.
You send Paige pinking shears. Send me regular
fabric.
Scissors.
Fabric.
Rotary cutter, fabric, PVC pipe.
If you're Joanne's and you want to sponsor us, that'd be cool.
Plastidip. Ooh. Where's my Plastidip at?
Hot glue.
Hot glue. Oh, my God. If we got a hot glue
partnership. Anyway, anything you want to send us, we'll take.
I mean, I don't know about anything.
That's true. That was wise.
Shiny beads and trinkets.
Mm-hmm. Jesse, where can they send that?
You can send any of that to my house, but before, maybe run it by us on the email, which is cosplayingcocktailspod@gmail.com.
That's gmail.com. Well, Jesse, what do you reckon?
I reckon it's time we best be scootin'.
Okay, bye.
Bye.